Edward R. Murrow.
I got the Bill R. Murray award.
You got a Bill R. Murray.
So,
which might actually be, I would actually rather receive a Bill Murray award
than
an Edward Murrow.
Well, it's because you and I aren't news people.
That's what I'm saying.
Like, or talk people.
If I got an Edward Murrow award, then the show went in the wrong direction at some point. We failed somewhere. All right, Ethan, we just got done talking about that. You can send your text in at 575-00.
Now, let's talk about this report that was rolled out this week that has really shocked a lot of people, where the report claims that TSA failed to catch 67 out of 70 undercover efforts to carry explosives or banned weapons through airport security. Now, this was from the Homeland Security Red Team. The Red Team is responsible for tricking the TSA. They pose as passengers.
That's the TSA SEAL Team 6.
That's right. They pose as passengers, and they try and smuggle things on board aircraft. And they were able to do it 67 out of 70 times. Now,
why are you laughing like
that?
Oh,
because what else can you do but
laugh? I just got on an airplane today. I had to take my shoes off.
Now, here's the thing. I tuned into the browsers today. Bless their hearts. I immediately disagreed with Jay McFarland on this issue.
Now, does it concern you at all that this report has been made public? To me, that's a little bit concerning as well.
No. That's a good thing.
I don't think it's
a good thing that they didn't try to hide it. Had they tried to hide it, it would have been worse.
No, I think what you do is you have an internal investigation about your security. They find the security holes, and then you fix them. Instead of sending out a report that says, we couldn't stop anything, and we're going to try and fix that problem.
Well, they're saying they did do some things as a result of this report.
This week.
And they're not saying what.
No. So, to me, it's kind of like an advertisement to the world that our security's junk, and feel free. It's a free-for-all.
Okay, so here's the problem that I have. And I understand Jay's point about how much you'd love to live in Putin's Russia right now, where we never know what's going on with the government. But the fact of the matter is, the only way we get change.
This is Jay trying to bring back the Patriot Act already again.
The only way we get change is through public disclosure and public scrutiny and public conversation. If this report had been kept within TSA, never to see the light of day, what makes any of us think that TSA would have ever been successful with what might be some major reforms that are needed? And what if 10 years down the line, after who knows how many other national security or terrorism-related problems we might have, perhaps a grandma request from a news organization reveals this report? And reveals that 10 years ago, the TSA knew all along they weren't catching this stuff.
How awful.
And they never said anything.
Ugh.
And they let us fly, and we all went along with it, and they never said anything. The only way stuff gets changed is if someone speaks out. Now, you always get punished, right? When you this is what happens, okay? You stand up, you point out the problem, you rally people around you, the man punishes you, then make some changes because you actually made some awesome points. Reluctantly make some changes, and then they insist that it wasn't because of anything you said. They just did it spontaneously. And that's